perform the task which is required of them. They have been brought to the great cathedral of the ancient one. Here they saw the annual ceremony in which the Great Mother unveiled her face in the presence of her worshippers. The Great Mother, the symbol of procreation and fertility and continuity of life, was a majestic woman upon the throne. And then her daughter stood forth and dropped her veil. It was Yogantha. When the ceremony was finished, Jack and Dot were separated. Jack under the care of the cathedral priest, while Jeremiah led Dot to a room that could have been the library of some medieval monk, or perhaps of someone so ancient as to be beyond the ken of modern man. Seated on the floor before a brazier of glowing coals was a figure in monk's robe.
Mr. Jones, we're coming out. It's our time. Water's been on that cold stone floor. You want that cold stone? Okay. Praise your presence. Thou hast brought them this far, as I was told to do.
You have accomplished what is required of you, Jeremiah.
Praise
me. This is our church. Once in the city of security, which you call Hollywood, once in the monastery of St. Elysee, which is on the border of Atamapo, and now once more in the cathedral, which is called the ancient.
Well, I want to know, with all the jewels and gold and riches you got around you,
can't you afford a chair to sit on and stuff besides a dark old bit of coat to keep you warm?
It is a sad commentary on the mind of modern man that after all the magnificent experiences you have had in coming to high places, all your intelligence is consumed with physical comfort.
Well, sitting on the floor in front of a little pot of hot coals and the make of which I sit on the floor, are you going to stand? Okay, I ask a question. I'll keep sitting.
You mentioned with the portion of the ceremony which has to do with the reason for your being returned to the present. Undoubtedly, Jeremiah has told you that it was given him to tell. It is best that I elaborate upon that information. The Great Mother, whom you saw unveil herself before the multitude tonight, is the only woman permitted in the cathedral of the ancient one. That is she and her successor, who is her daughter.
As we know, is Yogantha.
The only reason even one woman is allowed within these sacred portals is that it is required in the Book of Life that there shall always be woman. There has been always, therefore, woman in the heaven, which is a woman's quarters of cathedral. It's confined to those quarters except once a year on the occasion of the ceremony of the unveiling.
But what about Yogantha?
Yogantha is, as I have said, heir apparent to the golden throne of the Great Mother, and is the daughter of her who goes before him.
Well, Jeremiah says once every generation the Great Mother gives birth to adults.
That's true. One child is born to each generation, and that child is always a girl. Each daughter in turn inherits the throne from her mother.
So your daughter is only the next Great Mother.
That's true.
But who's the father of this child?
No, father.
Or is that something the higher intelligence prefer not?
There is a marriage ceremony, if that is the direction in which your mind is working.
But when you get right down to it, this here great and holy order of the higher intelligence is nothing but a bunch of folks up here with a religion built around woman worship.
That is the danger of a little knowledge in the hands of a little mind. The symbol of the Great Mother is only one small facet in the gleaming jewel of intelligence held in the hands of those in the high place.
But what do you worship up here?
We may be said to worship, or in truth, we perfect. In a true sense, we do not worship, we pursue. It is our desire to so perfect our minds as to so subdue our physical selves that we are capable of receiving and retaining truth and perfection within ourselves.
Well, do I understand you then? To say that the Great Mother is not very important in the form of things.
The Great Mother's symbol has been perpetuated from the beginning of the living man. But it is also true that those in the high place are occupied with numerous matters of interest and greater.
Hey, but what's all this got to do with what? Sure, you got a harem in this place, and another woman keeps being born every generation to sit on the throne. Okay, so what? Did you bring this thing down here from Hollywood just to tell us this great secret?
How queer is your reverence, man? Well,
All this stuff just makes me get too jonesy.
Who knows what it does?
I feel just like I used to feel back in Texas when my mom used to drag us to camping. Somebody get up front and start yelling fire and brimstone at us, and all it ever done is just make me fart all over.
That is because you are the devil's soul, so tell me the scheme of things that you have only a glimmering of understanding. Will you have lived many more lives for growing comprehension and intellectual?
Okay, to be safe.
You mean you're taking me someplace to Jack on Joe?
The rest of the way is
well, let's do it then.
Stop. You must have seen such a thing.
Well, I do, sir. Me and Jack come into this thing together, and we're going to finish it together.
Oh, no, but you have a misconception of what lies before you. You will not be separated from your friends for long. The need of you awaits you in a portion of the people that is open to only those who have been to the people.
And any of you with those down.
Go along with you, Mike. Go along. I think you're
sure Jack's going to be okay, John.
You may put your trust safely in this one. I'll
come with you. Okay. Then come with me.
Yeah.
Julian Arnett, 1963.